Indeed, I'm now tracking the municipal manager of Mkhondo Local Municipality. I hope that you will join us this evening as we try and understand the background of some of the issues there in that local municipality. And he's in fact he who I'm tracking now, the municipal manager of Mkhondo Local Municipality. I hope to bring him in, maybe to gather from him what could have happened and you know, what led to some of the workers there not being paid on time. Was it an isolated incident? You know, is it an issue that is going to, you know, visit them soon? You know, what seems to be the issue there? The MM is whom I'm tracking now, and you are more than welcome to also in your views there as well, while I'll be talking to the municipal manager, Obabu Mkhondo, and hope to connect with him. Seem to struggle there a bit to connect with him. I wonder if he is now on the line. MM, good evening.
Good evening, Salazi.
Oh, I have you. I was just a little bit worried there, MM, apologies. I was a little bit worried that I was unable to get hold of you. Obabu Mkhondo is my guest. Apologies. I kept on saying Mkhondo. MM, apologies. I've been picturing my son all along. Apologies. Sure. Maybe let's get it on a light note. I know this is a sensitive matter. It's quite, you know, one of those matters that I would envisage that if I was in your position, I would not be sleeping. But how have you been doing? You know, have you been getting enough sleep?
I've been getting enough sleep, Msagazi, Msabanguti, i-adrenaline, i-pampa, i-joyele, omasipala, bakhonela ukuletha ama-services ebantwini. So, uma kunama-challenges lapha nalapha, i-adrenaline iyaphamba but igcine ijwayele kube yi-normal entsha ukuzama uku-addressa le zinto ngesikhathi esifishane.
If you just join in, I'm chatting to the municipal manager, Obabu Mkhondo, of the Mkhondo Local Municipality. This is at the back end of us having touched at length yesterday the issues of Mkhondo Local Municipality that they were at the brink of not being able to pay their employees. Mkhondo Local Municipality is among the municipalities that have asked for a delayed payment to its employees and staff. Reports suggested that it could be due to poor collection by the municipality and the mismanagement of funds. The MM joins us to give us maybe an official perspective of the municipality. MM, what could have led to the municipality not being able to honor the salary date and have the employees of the municipality been paid thus far?
Background, you have put a perspective that talks to the reasons behind. As a municipality, like many other municipalities and other government institutions, we are facing a financial difficulty. Most of them, the difficulties are emanating from poor revenue collection. So, as I indicated, these challenges are common. Mawubuka isimo somnotho in the country, abantu abaqashiwe iyangokwehla inombolo. So i-unemployment, i-unemployment iyakhuphuka. So abantu baya ngokuba baningi abangasakhoni ukukhokhela iy'nsiza ikamasipala nezinto ey'thile okufuna ikhokhelwe kwamasipala. So ke kuba yilokho, Msakazi, njengomasipala la sikhona, siwumasipala ozungezwe ngabantu abaningi abakuleso simo leso. Kodwa, Msakazi, we have put in place measures to try and turn the situation around. Msakazi, ezinye izinto esizenzile ukwenza i-revenue enhancement strategy kanye ne-expenditure reduction ukuthi imali lesiyiqoqayo siyikhuphula kanjani, senze strategy sokuthi soyikhuphula kanjani, senze strategy sokuthi izinto esiyikhokhelayo noma ukuthuma kwemali singakwehlisa kanjani ukuze kancane kancane size sibe sesimeni esifanelekile. Msakazi, ngingasho nje ukuthi imali esiyiqoqayo ey'nyangeni mhlawumbe masasuka unyaka lo u-2025 bezidlalela la ku-54% imali ebesiyiqoqa ngenyanga. Kodwa kule y'nyanga ey'ntathu zokugcina, uMay ukuya emuva, ku-April kuyale, ezi-3 zokugcina sihlele ku-6 manje leyo ugcina uMail sicollecte u 78% okusho ukuthi umsakazi siyazama noma amaqhinga lawo esiwasonzile ukuthi sizowasebenzisa ayasebenza umsakazi uma sik 78% ngicabanga ukuthi sekuseduze phambili ku 100% ukuthi yonke imali esiyibhilayo noma esithi sicela abantu bayikhokhe ngenyanga bazogcina sebebhadala cishe yonke umsakazi khona asikabi sesimeni les esifisa ukuba kuso kodwa ke sicabanga ukuthi with the little that we have we doing the best umsakazi enye into oke wayisho nje ile ethi abanye bathi yimismanagement noma ungaphathwa kahle kweyimali kuloko umsakazi ngicela ukuchaza lokuthi cha akunjalo akulona iqiniso lokho ubufakazi ke umsakazi njengohulumeni neSouth Africa siyayisibeka ithemba ekutheni u-auditor general nguye oyimele osihlonzela amabhuku njengomasipala nezinye iy'nhlaka zikahulumeni auditor general umkhondo unike i-unqualified audit report for more than 3 years ilandelana lokho kusho ukuthi imali iyiphatha ngendlela egcusayo kuncane lapha nalapha la u-AG ethi umkhondo kufanele ulungise khona iminyaka emithathu nangaphezulu ilandelana ngicabanga ukuthi-ke msakazi leli elithi kungenzeka kunokungaphathwa kahle kwey'mali eyi ngicela ukuliphika msakazi
I like how you put it, Amen. But let's then look into, I think for me, the most pressing issue. Sekutheni ngabe abasebenzi baholile. Maybe let's start like that, because I know that you could have touched on it earlier in your earlier response, but maybe just an easy one, Amen. Ngabe wonke umuntu osebenza kwamasipala usuholile na?
Msakazi abasebenzi baholile namuhla
ingabe
25 ngicabanga ukuthi msakazi ngokujwayelekile imali iyingene mhlampe kungakafi osukulwa ngo-25 yes kodwa usuku esavumelana nabo ngalo yilolwa namuhla baholile namuhla okungathi kwehlukile noma kuphumile endleleni yisikhathi abajwayele ukuhola ngayo kodwa ke sibakhulumisile namhla sacolisa nabo basibona isimo sakhulumisana babuyela futhi emsebenzini la besinabo khona baphuma bathi hayi siyabuyela babuyele emsebenzini baqhubeka basebenza
yeah mm you know there's a lot of reports circulating amanye ama ngathi eminye imibiko ithi kube ne-technical glitch enye ithi umasipala awukolekanga imali eyanele ukuze ibhadale ngesikhathi so nibe nenza i-balancing game I know that you've touched on it but I want us to be clear so that when I leave this interview with you everybody who could have listened to us knows what happened in Mkhondo why did you not pay was it a technical glitch or was it the issue that the issue of collection played a big part into why you had to pay the salaries late.
Mfakazi, to the best of my knowledge and on the basis of all the facts at my disposal, it was a technical glitch. That is the reason why we spend a part of the day-to-day engaging with the bank. Would you guys please sort out the issue? Let's get things going. Let's get let's finalize the processing. Izolo yesterday, into enye msakazi eyenza ukuthi abasebenzi singabatsheli eli. Yingoba besazithini ukuthi kusi-right imali khona. Otherwise msakazi besingeke sibe negligent. Sazi ukuthi imali ayikho. Singatsheli basebenzi, singatsheli makhansela sithule esidudu. Besingeke sikwenze lokho. So yingako nanamhla ekuseni masikhuluma nabasebenzi. By
Jelly the same thing. What? Well, I don't know if MMU are at liberty to dispose to us. You know, what did the bank say as to what could have caused the breach? I'm asking simply because is this an isolated incident that happened today, or are we most likely to see it and play itself within the municipality? What did the bank say? What could have been the reason of that breach?
Msakazi mhlawumbe mina njengomuntu ongesi umuntu wa finance or technically into za finance ngeze ngakwazi mhlawumbe ukuchaza the exact correct msakazi ngaze ngisho into mina yona kanti ngisho into ecishifane mina ngicaba ukuthi ya ngisaba msakazi ukusho njalo kodwa ke ngicabanga ukuthi kulento ethi was an isolated incident msakazi mina ngijoyine umasipala ngo 2023 akukaze kwenzeke lokhu this has never happened in the past let's say 2 years but uma ngilalela it hasn't happened in the past short to medium term. Mhlawumbe no 5 years esuka kuyo ayikaze yenzeke. So that's why I honestly believe this was an isolated incident. And we addressed it very speedily. Okubonakala ukuthi it was an isolated incident. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngeke umsakazi isaphinde yenzeke.
Yeah. And kunamanye ama report asuggest ukuthi yebo abasebenzi babhadaliwe kodwa kunama service provider ase ayekele ukusebenza ukuthi uma sipala ngakasibhadali angeke sasebenze I'm told that there are service providers that last got paid around March and as a result they are contracted by the municipality so they have ceased to carry out work without pay so they would say masipala pay us first before we work because you have a tendency of not paying us how true that is then
I think msakazi there is no such case that I am aware of from time to time we do go out on adverts and call for interested bidders or service providers uma sinemsebenzi esinayo le e-advertisewise i number of responses sakazi for me it indicates ukuthi the service providers still have a faith on us and our way of handling our financial matters ngicabanga ukuthi msakazi that could not be entirely true ngeke kube true akukho engikwaziyo kodwa uma kungaba khona othi mina sengayeka ngoba angikhokhele ayi umsakazi mhlambe ke ngingamlalela ke loyo kodwa angiyazi umsakazi angiyazi
yeah amen I just got a text now it says councillors are not paid how true that is then
umsakazi uma usebenza kwi institution engangomasipala mhlawumbe na ufuna ukubhadale kuma account uma wenza ama salaries uma account angaba lawo 500 labo bantu siyasiba classify babe ngama companies noma babe ngama groups mhlawumbe ukuze ngikwazi ukuchaza kahle in those groups igroup enkulu nesukale ngayo ukuyifaka ku system ukuthi process ukuyendlulisa igroup yabasebenzi siqale ngayo sawendlulisa namanye kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi amabank ayaye ebe ne cut off ukuthi ukuprocessa ama bulk ama payment amaningi we cut them off ngesikhathi esithile uma kwenzekile emsakazi amanye anga dlula through namhla bekufanele kuseni imayivula edlule emsakazi amabank avule kuseni mhlawumbe ngabo past 8 ordinarily bekufuna ngaleso sikhathi edlule ama payments
yabuza yena ngabe umbiko ngabikela
amakhasi igroup lesiqale ngayo igroup lesiqale ngayo yile engishoyo ukuthi abasebenzi abaningi siqale ngabo yes management namakhansela nabahlonishwa sabenza muva
so nibenzile nedi imali sengakafiki
kungenzeka msakazi
amen Let's park it here for this evening. Really appreciate your time. And maybe responding as frank as you can because that's the information available to you. Ngiyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho.
Ngibonga mina, ngibonga mina msakazi nabalaleli emakhaya.